All right. 21:5. Let's go there. Proverbs 21:5, and then we will jump into Exodus after this. And do some fun stuff. Somebody read that when you get there. 21:5. All right, the plans of the diligent lead surely to advantage. What's the idea there? The plans of the diligent versus part B, just this idea of hastiness versus diligence. What's the contrast here between these two individuals?
Slow and steady word versus trying to make a quick buck.
Yeah, maybe in that regards, you certainly see this idea of poverty, so slow and steady versus trying to make quick money. Take it outside of maybe just financial poverty. What would it look like just to have life poverty? What's the contrast there?
I think it's just the amount of time
you dedicate to things. Yeah, right? With purposeness. Purposeness? That's not a word. Purposefulness? That's not a word either, is it? Purposefulness? That sounds way better. Okay, see? It's like purpose, but different. Just purpose. Thank you, Jane. Appreciate you bringing wisdom. The idea would be those that are intentional about their life direction are going to wind up, more likely than not, hitting that mark one day. Those that just kind of float by and are like vessels at sea without an anchor, they're going to get pushed around by every wind and wave and end up where they end up because there's no purpose in going there. Heard a story a long time ago. A guy was on a road trip with a bunch of guys, and they got in a car, typical college students, and dude, road trip, right? They get in a car, and they start driving, and it's, driven through the night, and they hit a gas station at 6 in the morning and have no idea where they are. They stop in the gas station, and they ask the owner for directions. This is like pre-GPS, like my day, college students, right? And they ask the owner of the gas station, hey, we're trying to go somewhere. We don't know where we are. And the guy said, the owner of the gas station says, well, where are you trying to go? And the guy said, we don't know. And he said, well, then does it really matter where you are? Like, well, if you're purposeless in your destination, then it doesn't really matter where you are because you're not really going anywhere anyway. You're driving in circles. So, great. You drove 12 hours through the night and you accomplished your goal, right? And sometimes life can get that way if we don't have goals and aspirations. There's no direction to where we're going. Jeff Kruger, to this day, will tell you a story about a guy that changed his life forever that pushed on this area of his life. Okay, Jeff is our, I don't know what we call him, our ops director. What do we call him, Jane? Is that right? He oversees a couple departments in the well, creative, and was over finance at one point, oversees all the facility guys, and he's a brilliant guy with an MBA. But early on in life, he had a boss that just said, man, Jeff, where do you see yourself in, 15 years? And Jeff was like, well, I want to be a godly guy. Your typical churchy, godly person answer, right? And he gave the right answer. And he's like, no, like deeper than that. Like, where specifically, where do you want to end up in 15 years? What do you see yourself doing? He's like, well, I want to be married. I'd like to have some kids. I'd like to have, gotten an MBA by that point in my life. And he started physically writing down stuff. And the guy said, okay, in 5 years, where do you need to be there in 15 years? Okay, in 3 years. Okay, then the next 6 months. And he made Jeff literally to like painfully chart out, what is your life going to look like? Like if you want to be married with children and own a home or have an MBA or be a pastor or work at, what is that going to take to do that? Like what life aspirations do you have and what do you need to do tomorrow to get there, right? And some days it's like, well, nothing. But, if I'm going to get my MBA, then I probably need to finish school, right? I need to get my undergrad. And then I need to work towards these things. I need to get jobs in these areas. And he said for Jeff, it completely changed his worldview, right? In terms of like every day. So literally, he'll sit on the couch at night and think, do I want to watch TV or do I want to read this book? And some nights it's, I want to watch TV. But he knows, man, that's not purposeful in getting to me where I want to go. So some nights he chooses to read a book about this, that, and the other thing because that's where he wants to go. The most difficult assignment I ever did in our residency program is I had to do a life map. Okay, from when I was 21, 22 when I went through residency till 70, and I had to map out my entire life. Like, oh my gosh, I don't know where I'm going to be next week. 70? Like, I have no idea. Now, honestly, now that I'm 38 and I look back on that, most of it is completely wrong, but I was purposefully going somewhere, right? I never saw a ton of the things coming that were coming, right? Fresno was kind of on the radar, but boy, I assure you, off the front wasn't. I had no idea that I'd be leading a nonprofit. I had no idea that, you know, the details of my life, but I had to be intentional about, well, where do I want to go? Well, I need to finish my undergrad, which I had done. I want to go to seminary and get this degree, and then I want to go work in a church and do these types of things, and I had to write those things down. So the question is for you guys, have you thought about that? Have you put an idea of where do I want my life to be long term? What do I want to be doing? Am I doing right now? Like some of you are probably in career paths. You're like, man, I love what I do, and I want to do this for 50 years in some form or fashion. Okay, some of you obviously with seminary and things like that have been forced to kind of make those decisions in a good way. You've already thought about those. Maybe some of you have never thought about that. You're in the midst of school. And you're like, man, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, that's okay too. But to begin to diligently move towards something, and that something may be, listen, I know I need to finish school. Okay, right now, that's priority. Or I know this is the career field. Like, what do I need to do to begin to open those doors, right? Or to allow God to open those doors. And to think purposefully about your life, okay? More often than not, those are the type of people that I see succeed. And oftentimes they're wrong, and they'll beat their head against doors that God's closed, but that's okay. At least they're moving, right? You've heard the old saying that God doesn't move parked cars, right? You've got to be intentional, and then God will tend to open doors in the process, okay? So think about that from that standpoint, and think about, man, have you done that? Do you have some goals written down? Do you have ideas and dreams that you want to see fulfilled? And know that those just can't be pie in the sky, daydream type things. You're going to have to put shoe leather to those and begin to move forward in some capacity to see those things achieved, all right? So, cool. Something for all of us to ponder, okay? Convicting in a lot of ways, but I think will help most of us, okay? Don't be the one that is led to poverty life-wise because of a lack of planning on your part, all right? Thoughts on that? I'm not decided. Maybe. We have in years past. This Jared has been the one that's pushed that. So, yeah, you may. It won't be the same type of life map we did, but yeah, there. I will talk to him more about that, but potentially. It's a hard assignment, but some of you may live longer than that. So, I plan to die at 70, so I just, yeah, I'm going to get hit by a car or something. So, actually, I've already been hit by two cars, but that's all right. That's another story. Yeah, yeah. Plan your morbid death. I'm going to go out in flames. All right. Exodus, shall we? Fun stuff. Anna Sally, will you pray for us this morning as we dive into chapter 19 and 20, the Ten Commandments and all that fun stuff? Thanks.
Lord, thank you for this time gathering us together, reading your word. Help us fall deeper in love with you.